Hello and welcome to Forgotten Women, the feminist podcast that brings history to life. We're celebrating women who rebelled, protested and campaigned for social justice in 20th century Britain. So many activists, especially self-identifying women and non-binary folks, have been missed out of the history books, and we want to change that. In collaboration with Peer Productions, we are working with Bishopsgate Institute to delve into their archives to create these podcasts. Each of our episodes are recorded live in front of a studio audience, and each episode covers a different moment in modern history. This episode explores the night of the 1911 census, when suffrage campaigners boycotted the government survey. It was an extraordinary night of large-scale protest and sisterhood. This is Forgotten Women, and we're making history. Out for the Count by Judy Upton.
My cousin gave me this journal. To jot down details for your house parties, she said. Or you might like to sketch the plants flowering in your garden through the seasons. Tonight, however, I've a far more important purpose for this little book. It's about to travel with me on the omnibus to Trafalgar Square. It will be the first time I've gone out in the evening unaccompanied. And it's all going to be quite an adventure. Now I need to slip out of the house before David gets home. Time to roll up my banner, hoping the paint has dried, and pop it into my bag. It says, if women don't count, neither shall they be counted. It's Sunday, the 2nd of April, 1911, the evening of the census. The government suppose that we'll all be in our homes tonight and we'll write down our names on our forms. But why should those busybodies in Parliament be given the particulars of every woman in the land when they still insist on denying us the vote? If they want us to be invisible, then that's what we'll be. We won't be declared on the census because we won't be home. We'll be absent, missing, vanished into thin air. Oh, but that doesn't mean we'll be forgotten. Far from it. Our names will not be recorded, but tonight we're going to be both seen and heard. I'm meeting my friend in Trafalgar Square. Miss Lawson's the one who introduced me to the Women's Freedom League, and she's organising tonight's rally there.
Meat lozenges have very little to commend them, even though they're made by Brands and Fortnum and Masons. They're produced, so I assume, for use by the military and explorers of exotic climes. The woman on the counter asked me which variety my father preferred. I took a tin of each. Well, a little variation in flavour, even if it's an unpleasant one, does help to pass the time. It's so stuffy in this cupboard. I fear they may be going off. Oh, I hope I don't succumb to food poisoning before the cleaners arrive to collect their mops and pails in the morning. I'll certainly be counted then. I was the first suffragette to expire within the Houses of Parliament. Now, where is my lime juice? Its sharp tang takes away the fattiness of the meat. Oh, what I wouldn't give for just a little more light in here to see by.
I'm so glad I put on this shawl. It's really chilly out. But why am I complaining about trifles when I'm faced with such a glorious sight? Trafalgar Square is full of women. So many women of all ages and walks of life. There are distinguished ladies in their furs and pearls, and there are factory girls, seamstresses and waitresses, still in their uniforms, I can see a fair few men, too, supporting their sisters, mothers, and wives. Everyone is marching around in a circular procession, holding up their placards and banners. It's such a jolly and brave scene. I'm so glad I plucked up the courage to come.
Ursula!
Marie, over here! This is so impressive!
Should make those windbags in government sit up and take notice of us.
Oh, Marie, I can't help but worry. Now there are so many of us and making such a commotion. What if we're arrested? Like when the police attacked that march last year. What would David say if I was imprisoned? It's unthinkable. I'd be completely shamed.
Ursula, while I remember, I've bought your hat and rosette if you do want to wear them.
Yes, perhaps wearing our colours will bolster my courage. If David had known I intended coming here tonight, I fear he'd have locked me up indoors and put the census form in front of me.
Ugh, another stubborn fool standing in the way of progress.
No, he means well, really. It's just he believes a woman's concerns shouldn't extend beyond the home.
Ursula. Ursula.
Evening, sir.
Ah, Mrs. Smedley. Have you seen my wife?
I believe she's gone out, sir.
Gone out? Well, she didn't mention anything at breakfast.
Said she might visit her cousin in Kentish Town.
I see. Perhaps the poor woman's feeling out of sorts again. Didn't say when she'd be back, I suppose?
Not that I recall, sir.
Well, I think we'll hold supper for now. She's sure to be on her way home. Ursula's not chosen the best of nights to go out, though. I've heard those deplorable suffragettes are planning all kinds of tricks to evade the census. It'll get all ugly, mark my words. Jeffreys at the office had to lay down the law to his wife. She intended to go on a midnight picnic to Wimbledon Common. Can you imagine?
Cucumber sandwich, Florrie.
There's so many caravans arriving now, they're having to queue.
All right for some, eh? Didn't have to squeeze onto a crowded train. Did you see the dirty look the conductor gave me on seeing my sash?
Those well-off ladies will have roofs over their head if it starts to rain again, unlike us.
More tea here, girls.
Oh, please, miss. Need something to warm me up. That's a nice cuppa. Is it Earl Grey?
It ought to be Lady Grey. And what do you think of the crockery? The tea service was designed by Miss Pankhurst.
Really?
Look at your cup. You can see in the design the broken chains, the prison bars and the letters WSPU surrounding the angel blowing her horn.
Like a call to all women to unite.
I say, is there tea in that pot?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I better take my teapot over there. Busy night.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't volunteer to serve teas. It's nice to be the ones waited on for a change.
Too right now. It's proper pretty though, ain't it? Hampers and picnic blankets spread out as far as the eye can see. And everyone in their Sunday best. All lit up by the campfires and the lanterns and the candles.
Just as long as it stays peaceful. You saw those bobbies standing in line at the entrance to the common? I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get ordered to break things up. Start setting about us with their truncheons.
Nelly, don't. It's bad enough my dad'll beat me black and blue if he finds out where I've been.
That's why you're telling him you're staying with me. My Herbert will swear that's where you were if anyone asked him.
You're so lucky, Nell. Having an husband who doesn't mind you being a suffragette. But wouldn't that defeat the object? If he both writes us down as being there.
Well, he won't write us down. That's the whole point.
Oh.
Here, you know Miss Dawson? Our teacher when we was at school?
Oh, yeah.
When she came in the shop last week, she said she'd be spending tonight at her sister's. And neither of them will be filling in the census.
I thought Miss Dawson didn't agree with our suffragette protests and actions.
Well, she said tonight would be the first time she's done something that's unlawful. But she's as committed to getting the vote as anyone I know.
Do you remember how in class she joked about becoming a politician one day?
What? I don't think she was joking, Flo. If women are ever allowed to sit in Parliament, Miss Dawson will be there.
Well, if what I've heard is true, she might have just been beaten to it.
What?
If I overheard this lady talking to Miss Dodds, the rumour is that Miss Davison is there right now. She's gone and hidden herself away in the Houses of Parliament.
A rat. Well, something is rustling behind me. I read a novel where the heroine was locked in the turret of an old castle and menaced by all kinds of unspeakable apparitions. All complete nonsense, of course. I only chose the book as it carried the warning, should not be read by the delicate sex. If I'm told something is not suitable for women, I'm drawn to it, like a moth to flame. Although it's too dark to read in here, I have my Bible beside me, and my faith sustains me through these solitary hours. My muscles ache from the cramped conditions, and my lungs yearn to breathe fresh air again. But if my protest helps in some small way to bring us closer to gaining the vote, then it will not have been in vain.
Marie? Marie, where are you?
Sorry, Ursula. I was just having a word with Miss Moore. I believe you know her sister.
Yes, indeed. We're good friends. But I was just wondering what's happening. A moment ago, the procession stopped circling Nelson's Column, and those in the front now seem to be leading us off up the Strand.
We're heading for Aldwych Ice Rink. I've hired it for the night. Did you not read my letter? We're all going skating.
Mr. Ashworth, at this hour, is something wrong?
I'm so sorry to disturb you, Miss Pickering, but my wife gave our housekeeper the impression that she was visiting you today, and she hasn't yet returned.
Good heavens, how very worrying. But I've not seen Ursula in weeks. I wonder where she can be. I trust you've informed the police.
No. I'm sure there's an innocent explanation. She's a sensible girl who wouldn't think of gallivanting about on her own after dark. She must be at one of her friends, and they've simply lost track of time.
Well, yes, I was aware she has some newer friends. People who prevent her from spending as much time with her cousin and aunt as she used to.
I'm sure my wife still enjoys the hours she spends talking with your mother and embroidering with you.
I do hope that's true. But lately, I've gained the impression she's started to find our company tiresome. And some of the things she's been saying have been troubling.
Things she's been saying? I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
Last month, when we visited the Royal Academy, Ursula asked why there were no works by women on show there.
Ah, well, she has been attending watercolour classes. Perhaps the tutor put some romantic notions into her head about female artists.
Not just that, I fear. She also alluded to women deserving the vote, which is why I think you're right to be concerned about where she is tonight.
What? No. Ursula would never get involved in any of that suffragette nonsense, like evading the census. I'm sure there's a perfectly innocent explanation here.
Alas, even if I'd read your letter properly, I no longer possess a pair of skates.
Fear not, Ursula. I brought along some roller skates. You'll probably find these easier to stay upright on anyway. Let me help you put them on.
Oh, this is so exciting. I haven't skated since the village pond froze over, back in Rottingdean.
Well, you've had more experience than me. I've never skated at all. Perhaps I could hold your arm until I get my balance.
What?
Oh my, this is trickier than I imagined.
The rink is packed. We must be careful not to collide with anyone.
Easier said than done. Mrs. Beth McLaurence made a quick head count when we arrived. She thinks there are around 500 women and 70 men here. It's a far bigger turnout than I dared hope for.
Surely Parliament must listen when they realise we're absent from the census in such large numbers.
Slow down a little, please. My feet still aren't doing quite what I tell them.
What fun this is, though.
Do you take a song sheet each and pass the rest on? We're going to sing the March of the Women. Miss Smythe is going to accompany us on the piano. Everyone, are you ready? Let us all sing as loudly as you can so we wake the Prime Minister down at number 10.
Shout, shout, of your song, cry. life with its duty. Oh, hear and obey these beckon us on. Open your eyes to the blaze of day. Comrades, ye who have dared first in the battle to strive and sorrow, scorned, spurned, not heavy cared, raising your eyes to a wider morrow. Ways that are weary, days that are dreary, toil and pain by faith ye have borne. Hail, hail, victors ye stand, wearing the wreath that the brave have worn.
Light, strife, eyes to go on. Not can ye win, but by faith and daring. All that ye have done, but for the work of today preparing. Far in reliance, far the defiance, far in hope, for sure is the end.
There's singing at the Old Witch Ice Rink tonight. Oh, how I wish I could hear them. It would raise my spirits so. Mrs. Pankhurst is making a speech, and there'll be a poetry recital. Verses by women, naturally. You know, it's long been my belief that it was Mr. Wordsworth's wife who penned those famous lines. It stands to reason, surely. For what man ever stopped to look at a daffodil, let alone be moved by it? I think I will fast now, rather than endure another meat lozenge. Some of our sisters are planning to gather at a vegetarian restaurant in Covent Garden. I'm beginning to wish I'd made that choice for me, too. What's that? Footstep. They're coming down the stairs.
Oh, I know I shouldn't have had that second glass of sherry, but it didn't seem polite to say no.
Oh, it's getting really cold now. We must have used up every scrap of firewood on the common. The lanterns are starting to go out now. And the grand ladies are getting into their caravans or have sent for their carriages.
Oh, the only way that we're going to get home at this time of night is on Shanks's pony. If we don't head off now, we'll be in no fit state for work tomorrow.
Yeah, and Miss Dodds will have our guts for garters.
Whereas them rich women, they've probably had their servants make their beds inside their caravans, eating their warming pans on the fire and brought them a nightcap and all. Oh, I nearly fell over.
Oh, steady. I'll flow. Oh, I'm glad them bobbies got bored and went home. Wouldn't want you getting pinched for drunkenness.
Oh, God, no. Bang goes the job. You know what my old man's like? I can never go home again. As it is, I'll be creeping up the stairs on my tippy toes.
Hello, Esther. Off home too?
Would you girls mind if I walked along with you? Just as far as the town centre.
The more the merrier, eh, now?
I'm afraid I'd rather a fraught journey down here, and I'm keen to avoid anything of that sort happening on the way back.
All right. So dare I ask?
Why is it that every man, upon seeing a lone woman after dark, insists on asking her her business? 3 different men stopped me in the street. My heart was pounding, I can tell you. What's a pretty girl like you doing out on your own?
Oh, I know what the ears open need say.
Hush, Flo! Truly, I fail to see, when I'm dressed respectably and wearing a Votes for Women sash, how any man could make such a vulgar assumption.
Well, I think it's just that we're out at an hour when they believe any decent woman would be at home.
Yes, they'd have us all tucked up in our nests like delicate little birds, leaving them free to prowl and marauder.
What a night it's been though, eh? I've seen all kinds of sights I never thought I'd see, and passed time with kinds of people I'd never thought would pass their time with me.
all at a chilly midnight picnic on Wimbledon Common.
Three:30 in the morning. No, it can't be. How on earth am I going to get home? The ice rink's closing and we'll be stranded. I fear I'll be arrested for loitering or vagrancy. And then what will David do?
Fear not. A number of our ladies who live close by are offering their homes for us to bed down in. Miss Leo has the list. Let's go and see where she's going to send us.
Oi, what are you doing in there? Up to no good, are you? Miss. Oh, blimey. Sorry, missus. Are you all right?
Never better. But tell me, please. This is of vital importance. Is it now Monday morning?
Ursula, is that you?
My husband David was furious, of course, when I finally returned home the next morning. But in a few days, he got over it, even if I've yet to hear from my cousin. Having been discovered hiding in the House of Commons broom cupboard, Emily Davison was reported to the Clerk of Works. She was subsequently arrested before being released without charge. Like Miss Lawson, Mrs. Moore, and Miss Dawson, I am resolved to continue with my campaigning. Census night has proved that we women can band together in large numbers. In strength and solidarity, we stand shoulder to shoulder. Surely the men in Parliament must soon be forced to take notice when we are so many and our voices so strong. It cannot, it will not, be many more years before the women of this country gain the right to vote.
Thank you for listening to Forgotten Women. For more information on the project, please visit our website, www.forgottenwomen.co.uk. There you can find exclusive content from our writers and creatives. Please follow us on Twitter at @_forgottenwomen and on Instagram at @forgottenwomenpodcast. Thank you to the wonderful historian Dr. Michelle Johansson for her guidance and support. This podcast is funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund and Arts Council England. We would really love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast to help other people find it.